Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Pitch Side.
JD's and Lentilman.
JD's and Lentilman.
Oh, I've not heard that one before. Is that new? What?
Like your hair.
Yeah, not bad. This shit. Yeah. I had a haircut last week for a specific day last week, actually. So,
what did you do? Specific day that you haven't unveiled what the day is for yet. Day.
Shut the frick.
Why
up.
Is it so flat on the side and then the top's like.
Because I actually haven't showered this morning. I woke up
after you came at me with BO and all that shit. You came at me with all this BO shit.
Body odor thing.
You went to the gym as well.
I showered last night. I'm going to gym later. I actually had a bath last night.
Now you're sitting in your own.
I ate like a packet of Galaxy counters as well.
Galaxy. Right, should we talk about the footy?
Forgot how good they were.
They are great.
Would you, if you got a packet of Galaxy counters, would you eat the whole packet or would you have some of them?
No, you have
no,
a lot.
Finish them off.
Yeah, yeah.
Depends how big the packet is.
It's one of the mini medium ones.
Mini medium.
I don't know what you're on about.
Mini medium.
I don't know what that chocolate is. To be honest.
Galaxy counters.
I've never had
it's
them.
Like Dairy Milk Buttons, but Galaxy.
Like minstrels, but without the coating.
I've never had them.
Yeah.
Never had them.
That's mental, bro.
Lewis processing what that is.
No, Lewis looked at my dinner and was like, "Oh man, I only recognise one of them things, man."
Nah, whatever. They sent a picture of the Chinese. We should say into the group chat, and I recognised the
it
rice.
Wasn't Chinese, it was like Thai.
No, it was technically Chinese, I think.
I recognise the rice, and maybe was it maybe like chicken con carne?
Chili con carne.
No, the strings. What's the classic Chinese?
Noodles. They had like a Thai green. It was like a Thai green curry. One of them.
Yeah, one of them was a Thai green.
One of them had a leg.
It was a Thai, not a Chinese.
It was busaba.
I had a fucking tail. What?
No, they did Chinese dishes.
Thai green curry. How would it be a Chinese?
They did Chinese dishes as well.
It's in the name.
Save up a backside.
It's like having Chinese.
Oh, it is Thai.
Speaking of,
that's like having Chinese chicken.
No, it was a Thai restaurant. It was a Thai restaurant.
We should say thank you at the start of this pod actually for backside before we get.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah. Before we get into the football, because that's taken what, like...
You didn't even recognise the prawn tempura?
No, I didn't.
They got prawn tails sticking out. To be fair, I see what you mean about the chicken. The chicken is wrapped in seaweed.
Yeah, that was weird.
But then you didn't recognise
it looked like
noodles.
Little turds on a plate, man.
Anyway, thank you everyone for the support for backside.
If you're transitioning from turds on a plate, we'd like to thank you for the support on backside.
It has its separate channel. If you're wondering where backside is, just type in backside podcast into YouTube. It's there.
Spotify.
Because some people like some people message like, is it on Spotify? Is it on YouTube? Or like it literally fucking
it's
has
on,
a link.
It's on
there,
both
there.
Guys.
There's a link
and the entire YouTube videos.
If you just type in up the backside on YouTube, it should come up.
that could actually be our thing.
Up the backside. Eventually.
People will type it in and it'll come up. Anyway, speaking of football...
Coventry got robbed!
Yeah, they did, to be fair.
Did they?
I'm sorry.
Theo's actually been crying all morning.
I've been crying over this all morning because I'm sorry, but it's not offside.
It's not offside.
And if people on the M4 in some shithole room...
You've literally
are going to be moaning
you just read
and
that exactly.
ruining one of the greatest FA Cup moments in the history of football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I quit.
Plus, every single neutral wanted Man United to get filled in.
And prove to me that is offside.
Well, the line...
You can't. Because the cameras don't have the adequate framing. The technology is wrong.
I've seen the picture of, like, the line going
they're
on.
They're only using Sony A7 S3s. They're not actually...
Show me it in 120 FPS. They can't. It's only in 60.
120 FPS. I mean, I've seen the line go over his foot, but is that how it's supposed to be? I don't know what the rules are.
They've painted over
that
it,
has
actually.
To be
fight.
That photo has to be fight.
In semi-automated offside decisions, would that have been offside?
No, because it's the upper body.
How do you know?
Let's just bring in the Theo Baker common sense rule.
I don't think that's true.
I reckon what you do, to be offside, it's got to be like your torso up.
It's just obviously, just be obvious.
Because, mate, you said it right. If he's a size 8, not a size 10, he's not offside.
Yeah, imagine that.
What if his whole leg's offside and then he scores with that leg?
Game's the game.
What, people hopping around?
No, I mean, say a cross comes in and his leg's sticking out offside.
Oh, I see. Prior to, yeah.
Of course you'd want that offside. What
common sense rule, that's
common sense rule is like the one.
Is that offside? You look at it and say, is that offside? No.
I've said for ages, offside should be, if you can't see it with the naked eye, go with the on-field decision. We shouldn't be getting lines out.
So basically scrap VAR.
Yeah, well, I think we should have semi-automated like they do in
Champions League
and goal line technology, and I'd fuck the rest of it.
Can you imagine, by the way, if we had semi-automated offside, yeah, in that game, and semi-automatic said, hey, not offside, but the line said it was offside, then what would you do?
What? Why would you even have to go to...
No, but my point is, like, prove... My point is, like, prove.
Okay.
No, I'm
so the semi-automated offside is going, right, he's offside.
No, because I think semi-automatic offside would say that's not offside.
Okay, so semi-automatic offside says that's offside. How do you know that, and then someone in the crowd goes, prove.
That's no, like fuming.
That's like having goal line technology. They say it's a goal and then still asking the line.
No, because goal line technology is either in or it's out. Offside's still like weird because it's still a human drawing the lines.
No, not with semi-automated.
Yeah, but my point is semi-automated offside would say that's not offside.
I don't necessarily know if that's true though.
I know it's true because I'm the oracle now. I think it's bollocks, man. That is one of the greatest comebacks in the history of football, let alone one of the greatest moments in the FA Cup. And some dickhead has ruined it.
Is it? Because, I mean, Man United are in the final now.
It's fucking bollocks.
But I mean, it's all right. So just because we wanted Kov to win.
No, it's not even that. It wasn't offside. Look at it.
And also, that guy
he's fucking onside.
The guy in the VAR should look at that moment and think, I have the power to decide whether this is one of the greatest footballing moments ever. And he goes,
we can't.
He got bullied at school. He's a little nerd, whoever made that decision.
My hometown group chat are just absolutely ecstatic that was offside.
Yeah, we can't start doing that just because we think it would be nice for the story.
It's not even nice. He's not offside. What advantage does he gain there?
Scoring a goal?
It's fucking sound.
I don't think those.
I think he's level.
I don't think those should be given as offside.
If you're level.
By the letter of the law, it is offside.
I don't even think that's by the letter of the law.
Like with if it's on the line for a penalty, it goes with the attacking team. If you're level, it should go with the attacking team. I'm sorry, he's level. He's not offside.
I agree with that. Those aren't the laws of the game.
It should be. If over 50% of your body is connected with the other person.
Right.
Yeah.
Been doing algebra and
then therefore you're onside.
I also think that if there's a goal scored past normal time, it should be given regardless.
Yeah, because that's limbs. Offside, man.
Yeah,
don't destroy the limbs. Like it was 120 plus one.
It's just like now you can't celebrate it. There's gonna be like imagine that as a fun moment to look back on. Imagine that Deeney fucking goal for Watford wouldn't have happened because there would have been some bullshit that they called a foul on. Aguero wouldn't have happened. There would have been some little
opposition penalty.
Is that they've called that offside, and then Forest don't get free pens. It's just what is the point?
Yeah,
what
definitely related. That
no, but it is related. It is actually related because
Goodison Park,
VAR have not
Wembley.
Because VAR didn't intervene once.
Yeah, but you know the reason why, don't you?
We'll touch on it in a bit.
And Man United fans are weird as well, just saying, everyone hates us. No, it's not. We don't hate you. We just like football. And Coventry would have been fun to go through 4-3.
Yeah, but everyone,
it's all about you fucking little
nerd.
But
everyone in here has agreed that there's a better final as a Manchester derby.
Nah.
So which one do you want?
Coventry would have done it.
Mate, say that to Coventry fans who thought they had won and now they went home crying.
Good. With Man United, you have a guaranteed loss.
That is football, mate, unfortunately.
Bollocks, that's what it is.
Can I say as well, Anthony's a little loser, like, proper little fucking prick. The Geezer got subbed on 3-0 up.
He's a little loser, like.
He got subbed on 3-0 up. Then it went 3-3 the only time he was on the pitch, and then he fucking cups his ears at the commentary players.
I did call it, though.
Embarrassing.
And then brought an Anthony at 3-0, I was like, oh, it's going to be a draw.
I've never hated anyone more in my life than that. Like, ridiculous excuse for a football player.
Did he actually... Is he... culpable for the draw.
Yes. He came on and they conceded three goals.
But I don't
goals.
Think they actually...
Yeah, I don't think he impacted the goal.
Taking off Garnucci, man, that's the thing. Nothing beats Højlund celebrating with his fan, turn around and... Oh, guys?
It was just Højlund and Anthony celebrating.
Well, Eriksen was the only person that came over because they're both Danish.
Oh, Jørgen is
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a bit...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what in fact was...
Mate, the Man United players were embarrassed to win that game, by the way. They were embarrassed.
Well, two of them were loving it, but... Fucking Anthony's a little freak.
I think he's on. He's on.
All right, right. We've established that. You don't need
I think he would have been sacked if they lost it.
How mad is it? They're the fine margins in the sport where they could now go and win the FA Cup.
Yeah, deep, bro.
and in the history books, they will look back and be like that single.
He's basically a
decision.
Toe away from being sacked, and now he could end up with another trophy. Yeah, in 2 years.
That'd be so irritating.
Better than Arteta?
Well, he is. Even I'll admit that.
Yeah, if you want to win a trophy and like go to sleep at night knowing that you cheated against Coventry, fine.
How did they cheat?
Because they paid the ref.
Right.
Oh, God, we're not starting that.
Coventry should write a statement.
They should be writing a statement.
Oh, fucking hell.
Hey,
stop with the statement.
No. I back this Forest statement because they have been stiffed so many times.
Of course you, the Arsenal fan, back
this statement. Open your eyes! Open them, Thomas!
At least they had a...
What are they going to do? Sit back and say nothing? They've been robbed. Royally robbed. They're all pens. Pens.
Yeah,
do you know what makes it even worse, Thomas Garrett?
Like they're the only
do you know what makes it even worse?
Robbed.
No, VAR said no. They didn't even bother. What's the point? They didn't even get involved.
Do you know why?
Because the guy's a Luton fan. No, but here, mate, do you know how fucking ridiculous? The amount
you
of
know,
time.
This is going to be
no,
like,
I'm angry.
Conspiracy theory 78 of the Premier League season 23-24.
Do you know how many times VAR get involved when there's no point getting involved? And the three times that they should be getting involved, they go.
Yeah, but do you not think that the referee also.
He's also dumb.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Like, it's not just that.
Anthony
the VAR.
Oh, shock. He's had a stinker.
Yeah.
Were they all in the same half? Because normally they look like, okay, they got unlucky
nah.
there.
No, one, another one. Nah. One was in the second, two but the two were in the first.
Okay, so
the first one, he's kicked the back of Reina's foot.
First, he's an absolute
The second is a definite handball, but by, like Tom said yesterday, nobody even knows what handball is.
That gets given like 9% of the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the third
one's the most obvious.
The third one is actually just white.
Yeah.
It's all actually young as well.
Because normally, like, say you give
a 9 life.
Normally, you say you give a bad decision and you get in at half time, they're like, okay, we'll, you know, normally they balance it out a little bit in the second half. They've had many opportunities to, yeah, they just get.
I don't understand how the VAR hasn't even gone to the ref, like, oh, yeah, maybe have another look.
I can't do it.
I will never understand. This is the most bollocks thing I've ever seen in my life. And I've seen a lot. I've seen a lot in my life. But VAR gets involved in everything. I'm talking everything when it shouldn't be getting involved. And the three times it needs to get involved, it's decided to turn a blind eye.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying there is something going on. Because if I was a Forest fan, I'd be freaking livid. Livid. I'm talking
this is the
angry
same,
of all angriness.
Isn't this the same Everton who claim they're corrupt against? Doesn't every team claim
no, but come on,
corruption
come on.
Against them?
It can't happen. I get it. Okay, fine. If VAR said to the referee, go have a look, and he's still back to the decision, all right, fine. But they haven't even intervened.
How do you know that?
Because it didn't come up in the stadium once, the VAR thing.
Yeah, there was like check over, check.
Nothing came up.
On commentary, it was all like check complete, check over.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I have no answers for it.
Even the commentary team were like, well, that's a penalty.
Yeah. Well, that's a pen.
It was a good deduction derby, though, wasn't it, really?
Oh, by the way, they've just announced something about Everton, by the way.
Another 10 points off.
They've said, wait for it. I've got it right here. Wait for it. The Premier League have given a statement. The Independent Appeal Board has confirmed it intends to announce its decision regarding Everton Football Club before the last day of the season.
Well, yeah. So it's going to come. Imagine they do it. Imagine they go, right, how can we make the last day of the season really dramatic? Yeah, the title's already been won. What can we do to keep people involved? Why Arsenal?
Thank you.
What can we do to keep people watching? And then they just give Everton the perfect amount of points deduction where they need a win for the final.
You know what's
going to
happen,
right?
You're going to watch this back and I'll say it seems like
conspiracy number 78 of the 23-24 season.
But
seriously, who goes down then? Is it over then? Do you think it's the three that... Yeah,
but Thomas, what happens if it turns out that the VAR official, is a Luton fan?
You are aware he isn't the only one.
Doesn't matter.
There's like four of them.
It actually doesn't matter. You shouldn't be in the room if you're a Luton fan.
Okay, but
he's probably they'll probably say, should we give that a penny? He's probably in the ear.
No, that is true. You know what happened? They're checking it. They're like, okay, so are we going to give that? We're going to give that. Hands up if you're a Luton fan. 1, 2, 3, 4. No, okay, right, cool. Check complete.
He also, in our defence, he also might not be a Luton fan.
Exactly, you can't be that.
Forest wouldn't tweet that because they said they made it known before the game.
How can you prove someone's a fan of someone?
Might be having a photo of him in a Luton kit going Luton games.
He's just going, he's in a full Luton kit.
He's got a season ticket, Dom.
In Stockley Park.
But isn't something you can prove necessarily.
They should have tweeted it before, really. Say, watch this guy.
They did.
What, they said he's a Luton fan, by the way, guys.
Forest fans tweeted prematurely that the...
Forest, the club, should have been like, by the way, this guy's dodgy.
Forest fans were tweeting that before the game happened that VAR sided with Luton. There was stuff on Twitter that came out before the game happened. Again, that's another... Yeah.
It did! There's no conspiracy. They're just not very good.
I think it's conspiracy.
What is wrong with you, man? You're meant to be one for
you're
the people.
You're such a skeptic.
Yeah, if they
you're
just scored three penalties, they just scored three penalties. You're putting them up for player of the year.
Honestly, the only people on this show that are at one with the people and the common folk are us three.
You're with the fuck.
All you do is go to boxes and drink caviar and
drink
champagne
caviar.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. But no, there's no conspiracy going on.
There is.
Every team has had shit decisions against them.
Not three in a game.
They are very good. They overthink everything because everyone expects every decision to be perfect with VAR, and it never will be because it's an imperfect sport. It is what it is.
Oh, he's just rattled off all the cliches.
Why don't you go shag the referee?
Oh, the beauty of the game.
Does VAR give you a bumming?
I don't like VAR.
Bring back the offside like flags,
man. I've had this.
Sounds like you do.
Bring back what?
Just bring back offside flags. Let's use them.
I think they do.
They do use offside flags.
They don't, man. They don't fucking... Wait, I don't know why the linesman's there
anymore.
Bring
back the linesman. They don't even turn up.
Mate, I have no idea why the linesman's there anymore. Like, all they do is for throw-ins, and everyone fucking knows who's throwing it is.
Also, that just isn't true.
They don't even use them anymore.
Also, they do.
I feel like Anthony Taylor and the linesmen are getting away with it a little bit. Like, they should be... They
stealing
should be
a living.
Linesmen's are shit at the moment, man.
It's been
a horrible week for linesmen. So, obviously... 2 deflections in the Arsenal game. I don't want to bring it up, but you know, like...
Yeah, that was...
Poor. I mean, the linesman's giving a goal kick.
Oh, shut the fuck up. You're actually bringing that up?
No.
Got a throw-in wrong.
It's not...
No, goal kick in the corner.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. You would have cleared the first man anyway? Does it matter?
That's true, but it's an irrelevant point.
Like, it would have made a difference.
And then in the Man City-Chelsea game, where it's clearly come off Jack Grealish's hand, it's been given as a goal kick anyway. They checked him for a penalty and then went, oh, that's a goal kick.
Yeah, but they can't overturn it though.
I know, but I fucking...
What was the point of VAR? Common sense rule.
I don't like VAR.
Common sense rule.
We had the Albion Leicester game, their first goal was offside. The penalty was in, and I don't care.
You don't care.
Do you actually think the first goal was offside?
It's so cool. I don't care. I just go on the floor.
You'll
never hear me complaining.
It's just so like nonchalant and cool.
Yeah, you know.
But we didn't lose that game because of that.
Yeah, you lost it because you should have scored 8 goals. So,
and no one cares or is crying about it. But more people cry because they expect VAR to get everything right.
Yeah. No, they cry because it's there to do that. Like, you don't cry in the championship because it's not there. So it's like, fuck it, that's how football should be.
The refs are there to get things right.
That's how football's always been.
Even the referee on the day didn't even give it as a pen.
Yeah. Three times.
Yeah, it's terrible. Officiating, but there's no corruption.
Lad, why VAR's so shit is...
Why the fuck would there be corruption against Nottingham Forest? Who gives a fuck about Nottingham Forest, really?
Oh!
You don't know about the conspiracy,
you
mate.
You think the Premier League want to relegate Nottingham Forest over Luton?
Yeah. Because Luton are the underdogs.
Actually,
man.
No, I've said that the wrong way around. Who gives a fuck about Forest? Who's going to want to keep Luton up?
Keep Everton up. That's a bigger conspiracy. The longest standing top flight team. Keep them up.
Out of teams.
I call it administration.
Out of teams at the bottom, if there was a corruption or conspiracy, Forest and Everton would be the clubs you'd want to keep up because they're the biggest club.
Mm. Yeah. That's what you think.
So Everton is staying up.
Do you reckon like...
this is ridiculous.
Do you reckon VAR's hated so much because like you can't like... If a ref fucks up or linesman, you can like call them... There.
You can't ever do that.
Sorry. You've just been hyper aggressive today, mate.
Because you've taken it too far. Because you should never abuse referees ever.
What?
But like a linesman is just a little
you can
nerdy.
Say that's wrong.
It's probably the same reason people get angry.
Excuse me, ref, that's wrong.
That's what they should, mate. Honestly, if I was not in a
Forest player, referee's wrong. The referee's wrong.
But did you see Ashley Young in like there was a.
No, you know, Ashley Young lost in a handball. You know,
that was him in the Arsenal game in the box with his prawns going, the referee's wrong.
No, you know, Rob, stop swearing.
Can everyone stop shouting at the ref?
You know, when the better situation happened and there was like a giant break in the game and Ashley Young had an argument with Nunes, you know what he's saying? He's like, I handballed that and kicked him twice.
Can everybody stop abusing him? He's trying his best, but the referee's wrong.
No, but did you see Ashley Young?
The
linesman's
not doing anything.
Like, yeah.
What?
Ashley Young after that.
When the bird shit in his mouth.
He looked very sheepish. He looked very sheepish after that.
Look, the referees are shit, we know that, but I don't think there's any corruption.
You love refs.
All refs are shit.
No, not all of them.
Well, championship ones are.
The EFL is shit.
No, they just need to common sense rule.
Yeah. So how do we...
What do you mean?
How do we enforce that?
What do you mean common sense rule? All right, common sense rule is this.
What is the common sense rule?
Look at all them three pens, and go, yeah, that pen.
What, retrospectively?
That isn't a common sense rule.
Yes, it is. You should add up, like, right, there's three
and
now.
And then you look at the commentary one. You look at the commentary one. Is that offside? Nah.
That is how it should be.
That isn't common sense. That's just.
It's fucking common sense.
It is common sense.
That's seen a decision given it.
But how can an offside be common sense?
Because well, he's that, looking at it as like,
no, because it's either it's, and I think it, in the moment, it's yes or a no, isn't
you have
it?
3 seconds to look at it.
What, without the lines?
Yeah, just he's fucking on.
That's not common sense.
That is common sense. Is okay, they've just won it in the last minute. Yeah, we'll give it.
Last minute, it's close, class. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah, can't argue.
Like, early, you know, earlier in the season when Liverpool got sniffed, right? From that offside, whatever happened, it was pretty mental.
It was miscommunication, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. And then you common sense is, yeah. Whatever the decision was. Was it?
You don't know.
No, because they'd already taken a free kick, hadn't they? So they couldn't go back to it.
They told them it was offside, but they hadn't.
Check complete. Yeah. Check complete.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Wrong check.
Common sense is,
shit, they're kicking off.
Common sense is, just stop. We do that.
Yeah, but by the letter of the law, they couldn't.
Up here, Darren. Yeah, forget the letter of the law. Yeah, like, it's not going to come out and shoot you. No, someone can come out with a gun, like, and like start beating you up if you go against the letter of the law.
No, but you say that, Lou, but like, Spurs
then could. Let's just murder someone and go,
the police are going to read in. Arrest the ref. It's all right, man. Common sense.
Spurs then could have got like sued or whatever to the Premier League. They go against the letter of the law, that's unfortunately what's going to happen.
The letter of the law, what's this cliche? No one cares.
It's not a cliche, it's the rules.
Put an asterisk in and say, but obviously common sense applies.
Common sense prevails. Yeah. And obviously Forest are going to sue the Premier League now, so it's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They won't.
If they go down, they will.
They won't.
If they go down, they will.
You can't sue the Premier League because a decision's gone against you.
They can.
You can.
Well, they won't win then.
Are you paid by the refs or something?
No, I'm the only one using common sense. You're going, maybe just fucking, well, just sit there and go, I give it because it's fucking fun.
Do we apply the common sense rule to Man City with 115 charges as well? Or
common sense rule is relegate them.
Yeah. Common sense rule is stick them in the conference.
He wants to let them off as well. He's proper like pro. Yeah, you said
that.
You were saying, Man City, fuck it, who cares?
Yeah.
Oh, you did, yeah.
No, yeah.
You did say that.
Yeah, any of them should get deductions. I don't think the rule should be in place. I think like Newcastle, you should be allowed to spend.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you agree with it now?
Yeah, exactly. I like it now.
I think as long as you've got proof of funds, I don't think it should matter.
No, here's what I think. Common sense is...
The reason City have cheated...
But you're saying, by the letter of the law, City should be thinking... So if you love the letter of the law,
yeah, they should.
But you're saying let them off.
No, I'm not saying that.
Are you
saying
they're cheating? You say they're breaking the rules.
I think they've cheated. I think they've... Oh, yeah. They've obviously faked their revenue to then be able to spend.
So common sense rule, just obviously.
No.
So you're saying they've obviously broken the law?
No, they need to be, they're going to be relegated probably, and they should be, because Everton Forest, they've all had deductions, but way less. What are you saying? Like
I agree, yeah. They've only had one charge.
But my argument is the law shouldn't be in place in the first place.
So Everton, no letter of the law.
Everton Forest, City, everyone. As long as you've got proof of funds, you should
so
be
So there should
to spend.
Be no laws.
What do you want, Gareth, so we can make it happen?
Football should be a...
Tell us what you want.
Common sense rule is relegate City and then next season scrap it all. But yeah, they sit here in a conference.
And also, next to all of their tarts, put in brackets cheat.
This is just
take them all away and give it to Arsenal.
Stupid conversation.
Technically, Arsenal won the season last year.
Technically, yeah.
And Liverpool got another Premier League
trophy.
No, it's true.
Right, what's next?
Well, no, I'm not finished.
Okay, we are finished.
Yeah, fuck.
Okay.
Well, moving on, guys.
Well, we didn't really achieve anything with that, but...
No, we did. Common sense.
What do you mean? Common sense, okay, yeah. Is that okay with you, Oracle? And also, I was planning on wearing a Newcastle top this week. Is that allowed?
Defying common sense, though.
Mate, how can...
You have no common sense.
I have more than you,
I have the most common sense in this room.
You have the smallest brain in this room.
Doesn't mean I have no common sense.
Yeah, because half of it's a monkey brain.
Doesn't mean I have no common sense.
Honestly.
Give me a question right now. I'll give you the common sense answer. I'm always correct.
You walk in and your girlfriend's taking a shit on someone else's chest. What do you do?
Common sense is walk out, never see her again.
I'll give a toilet paper.
What, just for a poo?
Just
on someone's face?
A chest.
On a chest.
It's a bit weird.
Would it be worse on the face or chest?
But so you're never going to speak to her again. So that's common sense. How are you going to get all your stuff back from the flat?
I guess I asked it.
So you still have to talk to her.
Get my butler to do it.
But she changes the locks immediately because you've left my flat.
It's your flat and you're leaving. You're leaving her.
Common sense.
Common sense.
You've left her in your flat with a man shitting on his chest.
Yeah, common sense is obviously not speak to her ever again, but I'd say break up.
Wow.
Wow.
You're a pioneer. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah,
we don't really do dating advice here on Pitchside, but that's the first piece of what we ever done.
To be honest, I don't really know.
You ever walk in on someone shitting on your girlfriend's
chest? You have to know. You're the oracle.
Oh, no, I just don't.
The Premier League has sat watching this, waiting for you to tell them what to do.
You know what's crazy is they actually might.
Talking about refs.
Is it because you're a West Brom fan?
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, a lot of people get confused when you wear all these different t-shirts and stuff. It sort of looks like you're a Premier League fan.
A Premier League fan?
Yeah. Fan of football.
Oh my God, how can a West Brom fan be talking about this? I saw that went viral.
It didn't go viral.
It went viral.
It went viral.
It did. Exactly.
Virale.
And he's chronically online, so if he didn't see it, it didn't go viral.
But
plugged into the mainframe.
Aren't you bored of talking about decisions and refs? Like, every week?
If it's against Man United, then I like it.
Yeah, ooh.
Okay.
Okay, next
Fuck up. Fuck
All right, now, guys, it's time to chat Super Six. How did we all get on, given the fact that the Manchester Coventry result was a draw in 90 minutes?
I had 2-2 Liverpool Fulham as well. That's annoying.
Annoyingly, I had 3-1 Arsenal Wolves and 2-0 Liverpool Fulham. If they were the other way around, I'd have got 10 points, but instead I only got 4.
I got 4 points.
I got 6.
Yeah, but you're...
I got 6 points.
Nine.
Got, Man City to beat Chelsea, Arsenal to beat Wolves, and Liverpool to beat Fulham.
Yeah, I got 6 as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you...
9?
Ah, 9.
Nine.
Good
nine.
Stuff, mate.
Right. Did you get any correct scores?
Yeah, Arsenal, 2-0.
Oh, go you, my wee laddie.
Yeah, you know me.
Obviously, Arsenal and Liverpool both picking up 3 points, putting a bit of pressure on City. Arsenal then play Chelsea Tuesday night.
Yeah,
so that's huge. So we could go...
5 clear of City before they play.
Let me tell you, Arsenal will go. We'll be on 77, and they'll be 73, so 5 clear, which is a mental block.
4 clear.
You're an idiot, mate.
4 clear. 4 clear. But it'll be a mental block, you know, because City, they got Brighton.
You don't seriously believe that they're going to lose to them, do you?
No, go on, Theo, cook.
Well, you back your own team.
They got Brighton, and then they've got Nottingham Forest away.
Oh.
Tough games.
Oh. As we all know, there's corruption against Forest, as you were saying. So,
so City are going to win, aren't they?
Yeah. No, but there's also corruption for City as well.
No, not.
Yeah, exactly, so they're going to win.
Oh.
Cool, but common sense prevails here. You two, Jesus, you're on fire.
I can see City dropping points against Fulham and Tottenham Hotspur.
What? No, and Forest, actually, because retrospectively, they're going to...
Yeah, try and
yeah,
fix
yeah.
it.
And then give them 8 penalties for decisions that never happened.
Shit, man, yeah. No, because I think they might prioritise the Champions
Right, that's... We can't really say that, can we?
No, we'll get on to you.
They could prioritise the FA Cup final.
Yeah, but when is that? Isn't that the end of May?
Yeah.
That's after the season.
Is there any... What possibility, what percentage possibility do you give of Man City...
Dropping points?
Yeah, dropping some points. They're throwing a bone towards Arsenal.
20%.
5%. Points drop, maybe?
No, 20%.
I think they will.
Yeah. 1 in 20 timelines?
I don't think they're going to win every game.
Do you think the title race is over?
No, not at all. It's only just begun, if anything.
Has it?
Sorry, wasn't it just last week that you were laughing that it was?
I'm just asking a question.
No, Arsenal are out of it.
How? Oh. What? Who else is in it then?
Liverpool and City.
Brother, are you mental, bro?
No.
So the team that's currently top is out of the race.
You've got no chance, mate.
You have never bounced back.
You won't beat Spurs for one.
Okay.
Well, we'll beat Chelsea and we'll beat Spurs.
If we beat
Chelsea and Spurs.
I don't think you win either game.
If we beat Chelsea and Spurs, talk to me, daddy.
You're in April. It's April.
You won't, mate. Yeah.
Thanks for that, pal.
They're important. No, you can't do
2024.
It's this month, mate.
They're important games, mate. You're not going to win them.
But we might. And if we do, we're going to win the league.
A bit like you might beat Bayern. A bit like you might beat Villa.
It wasn't even
again.
Might.
When it matters,
do
you don't
double.
Win.
Unnecessary. You feel like you're attacking
me personally.
Well,
it kind of mattered on... Saturday night, and we won.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Against the Wolves.
What a tough game against the Wolves. With fucking 16-year-old kids in the squad. Oh, what a win. 2 of their best players were out. Well, what a team you are. And you scraped through. Get in.
Sounds a bit weird.
But they beat you.
You just could get horsey.
Yeah, on the bench.
So you think Liverpool, what percentage chance do you give Liverpool of winning the league?
15%.
Yeah. Oh. 20%, maybe?
It's a bit boring, isn't
I reckon
it?
It's 20%.
Arsenal have... Arsenal, 1%.
20%. You're such a hater.
It's not here. It's just based on fun.
So you think this season gets played out 100 times and Arsenal win one out of 100. Yeah.
Well, that no, that's what he thinks. Yeah, I think you win none.
He's done me again!
All right. Name the football team in the Premier League with the most wins this season.
Probably Arsenal.
Correct.
But you've played an extra game.
Did you get a trophy for that? Right.
So if
you do at the end if you actually come top.
If City got the Premier League. City win their game in Anfield, they will have the same wins as you as well.
Yeah, factos.
But they've also lost less. Lost less.
Drawn more.
Oh, but you lot love draws, all the Invincibles over here, don't you?
Bit weird.
Why is that weird?
Keep bringing it up.
is it annoying that yous aren't even the most impressive Invincibles anymore?
What?
Well, the season's not over yet.
There's still plenty of games in the Bundesliga left, mate.
They did it against Dortmund, oh my God.
It's so much more impressive than yours.
90 plus it. I did actually, yeah.
What, while you were here?
Yeah, I had it on my
streaming.
Eyes.
If Leverkusen do it, is that a more impressive Invincible season than Arsenal?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Especially if they win like a double or a triple.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you were willing to give it.
Granit Xhaka, man.
Treble.
Fair play to him.
Yeah. He left losers to go and be winners.
Isn't it crazy that as soon as you leave Arsenal, you win trophies? Yeah.
Isn't it crazy as soon as you leave Tottenham, you don't win trophies?
What the hell's that got to do with anything?
Would you say there are any potential banana skins for Manchester City? If so, what are the biggest banana skins?
Who've they got? Read them out.
What's a banana skin?
They've got Spurs, haven't they? Spurs is probably their biggest one.
Spurs is the one. But Spurs will beat you, so it don't matter.
So they have Brighton, Forest, Wolves, Fulham, Tottenham, West Ham.
Yeah, so really,
the only one
really Spurs. Arsenal Football Club are relying on Tottenham Hotspur to derail City's.
Imagine Tottenham just go there and just don't play football.
That's exactly what I think could happen.
Tottenham are going to beat you.
It's just stupid.
They look chafed for top four, remember?
That's actually disrespectful to the professional player. Well, you think they'd go there and not try?
No, I think they'll try. It's like he says.
That's what Arsenal did.
Spurs are
exactly. Yeah. See, if he's coming up with the idea that we do that, then why can't they do that?
Okay.
But, so they haven't got to go to City. They're at home.
I don't think I said
you
that.
You did. You said they're going to go there and not try.
Well, go to the ground.
Oh, fuck off.
They're not going to play at the training ground.
What the fuck's he on about? They've got to travel to the ground that they play at.
When you play at home.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realise that every single Tottenham Hotspur Football Club player lives at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
What's that?
Well, they play go-karting every night.
When you're at home, no one says, we've got to go there and win.
Common sense is, he made sense.
Well, why did...
No one says that.
Why did Morgan Gibbs-White travel home from Nottingham Forest then, eh?
To go visit London?
No, that's what I'm saying. You're on my side. He's travelled to his home ground.
I thought it meant when we bumped into him.
No, exactly. So he's obviously travelled to his home ground, which is what players do.
No, he went on holiday to London.
Can you please talk
fucking
to me?
Back in
we stayed in a hotel in London.
Idiot.
How do you know?
No one says
went to London too.
We have to go what? There when you're at home.
You did touristy stuff.
No, the players travel to their home.
The players don't go. We've got to go there if they're at home.
What happens if you live in London Zoo?
The classic Kevin.
Why are you not the zoo?
They've got to go there and win. Away.
Did you know you could stay in London Zoo in a tiger enclosure and see tigers outside the window?
This guy's off his head, man.
It could be lions, actually.
Anyway, I think the only potential banana skin is
Spurs when they have to go there.
No, but I also think
when
West Ham.
City have to go there,
mate,
yeah.
West Ham on the final day at London Stadium. It's a big, scary stadium, yeah. It's tough.
There's a lot of people.
No.
Yeah,
you can West Ham just got filled in.
A lot of people
in.
Cry there, don't they?
They got bubbles.
Oh.
Okay. Sometimes the bubbles get in your eyes and you cry.
Oh, it's at the Etihad. Don't worry.
Okay.
Wow. So
oh, they got to go Craven Cottage there. That's a tough game.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, tough. They're not going to drop points, are they?
Yeah.
They are.
Your running's way harder than Liverpool's and City's, I think. So you've got no chance. You're done.
So the games on Super 6 this week are as follows. Arsenal-Chelsea, as you just mentioned.
Leicester-Southampton. Which?
Southampton will win.
We could potentially be
watching that. The Merseyside Derby, Manchester United versus Sheffield United, Crystal Palace versus Newcastle, and then Wolves, Bournemouth. Right, so which is the easiest game to predict there?
I'd say Arsenal-Chelsea, Arsenal win.
Okay,
I'd say Arsenal-Chelsea, Chelsea win.
I think Sheffield United might get a result at Old Trafford, you know?
No, I don't see so.
He's the stupidest thing you've ever seen.
What about Liverpool winning in the Merseyside Derby? Liverpool beating Everton at Goodison, potentially? Although, haven't they only won two in their last...
No, Liverpool will win. Liverpool will win that. Please stop being stupid.
Okay, right. Well, Tom said it, so therefore it's fact.
Yeah, that is fact, to be fair, though. Remember, guys, it's a free shot at 250 grand on Super 6. Follow the link in the description down below now to sign up and use the code PTC to join the biggest and greatest mini league on Super 6.
Yeah, it's midweek, by the way, guys, so get signed up for this one.
Oh,
and
cheers
then
for that.
At the weekend, too.
You idiot.
Not bad yourself.
Just letting people know that there's two to win this week. There's 500 grand to win.
I'm winning. No, you're not going to win it because I'm winning both.
Well, you might win it with someone else. Why is it two?
Oh, well, no point playing because Tom's going to win both. All right, yeah, fair enough.
If two people win 250 grand, they've got to give away 500,000.
That's fucking maths.
Wow. You really have got common sense?
No one's won it this season, though.
Wow. He keeps coming really? With more.
Stop showing off.
Give us another one.
Give us a chance. Give the rest of us a chance.
No. If you drink water, you get hydrated.
Okay.
Actually, there's more hydrating drinks than water. Like coconut water.
Anyways, guys.
Speaking of Arsenal Chelsea.
Yeah, tonight, technically.
It is actually tonight, yeah.
Yeah.
As you're listening to this.
Yeah. Nervous? You're right.
Fairly confident. They got Nicholas Jackson up front, so it's fine.
Jackson?
Oh, yeah. They
well, he's better than your striker.
Yeah.
Not a goal scoring.
No, I wouldn't say he is.
Not a goal scoring, eh?
Gabriel scored less than Shah.
Why do you always...
We probably won't play Gabriel Jesus up front. It'll be Havertz. So he's not better. Havertz is better goal scorer than Fabian Shaw. So end of debate.
Yeah, no. Stop bringing Newcastle up. We're not talking about Newcastle.
Havertz will be playing number nine against Chelsea because he always performs well against Chelsea.
Because we're talking about title contenders.
I'll pull out some football analytics.
We're not talking about
Newcastle. The only player we got to look out for against Chelsea is Cole Palmer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's better than everyone on your team.
I think he might even play right wing, you know.
Probably.
That's
where he's been playing, isn't it?
He's been switching, hasn't he?
Well,
I think he might start out right. Yeah.
He drifts in anyway, doesn't he?
He started out right against City anyway.
Yeah.
In the FA Cup semi-final.
What did you think of the whole Thiago Silva obviously shedding a tear, losing, and then Madueke like not giving a fuck behind him?
Yeah, that Madueke gives me bad vibes, I'm not going to lie.
Especially after the penalty thing. We haven't even discussed the penalty thing. That was the weirdest shit I've ever seen.
He's done it twice as well.
Like, who he was actually crying.
Yeah,
right?
He's got a bit of
I feel like he's a big kid, yeah.
Like, Cole Palmer's a penalty taker.
Get over it.
And Pochettino's actually said that as well.
Yeah. Why was Jackson getting involved?
Pochettino said that will never happen again.
What's that?
Why was Jackson getting involved as well?
He just wants to be there, man. Like, guy just heavily involved in everything.
Yeah.
Give it me.
That was so weird.
Well, wasn't it? Apparently Jackson's trying to break like 15 goals or something this season. Does he get a bonus?
Maybe finish some of your chances then. Yeah. Don't ask for penalties when you're 4-0 up.
Yeah, true.
Cole Palmer's him. Let him take the penalty. He is the penalty taker.
Yeah, and the golden boot as well.
I don't care if he's 20-0 up. The penalty taker is the penalty taker.
Yeah,
unless he gives you the ball and lets you take it. Yeah. But just let him take it.
Or... just give someone was on two goals, and if they're winning comfortably, let them try and get out.
Nah, because you want it from a striker to be ruthless. Score as many as possible.
It's like whatever he decides happens.
Yeah. That's happened at Newcastle, hasn't it? Where I specifically remember someone was on two goals in a game, and then Callum Wilson was just like, nah, it's my penalty.
But it wasn't like the hassle like this. He scored it.
Madueke was genuinely like trying to grab it off, physically manhandle him.
Yeah.
It's so embarrassing. Like everyone in the crowd just sat watching you.
All you're doing
kid.
As well is just making it more nerve-wracking for Cole Palmer to take the penalty.
You can't phase that guy, can you? So what was he actually laughing at? I've only seen
this. He was just joking around with Jack Grealish after the game.
Yeah.
When they've just crashed out the FA Cup.
And the way they shot it is like Silva's there crying and then
like exactly
just
crying.
That's what I saw, but I didn't see the video. I didn't know what had happened.
It's just not good energy, is it?
No, doesn't look good. As a fan, if you've gone to Wembley and seen that, you'd be fuming.
I don't care if he's a long lost mate either. You haven't seen him in 10 years. Do it fucking somewhere
else. That also shows
you the class and how much Thiago Silva cares.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't need to care about this game, right? He's at the end of his career. Don't laugh at him. I'm laughing at you. No, but it's true. Like, that shows how much class he's got and how much he cares about football in general. Because he's like 40 years old. He don't give any... and he's fuming that his team's crashed out the semi-final.
I like it. A bit of passion. The passion.
I agree.
It's dying out
now,
though, isn't it?
You should be bothered about missing the opportunity.
He wants to take the piss out of Thiago Silva for crying.
I don't.
You're laughing at him.
I'm not.
Does that mean psychologically Arsenal now have the upper hand? Given that we won at the weekend and they crashed out
Do you know what? After this sort of stuff goes viral, surely they talk about it and it's like...
No, I'm just saying they've come off the back of the last week.
The only thing they talk about that...
I actually think that'll... The way they play it, Chelsea with a better team, that might give them more confidence against you.
Playing for spoilers.
He just got told off by Pochettino. He might not even start against Arsenal by Dweck, you know?
I don't think he will.
Yeah.
I think he'll go with...
Gallagher in the hole, Palmer on the right.
And then...
Mudryk on the left.
Mudryk on the left. Jackson.
Yeah.
Because that was the three that played against Everton and they cooked them, didn't they?
Yeah.
I think he'll go with that, yeah. Madueke, he's all right, but fuck him.
He needs a stern telling off, that boy.
Yeah, he does. He's a bit too big for his boots. That's what he once said.
And he needs to have a slice of humble pie, I'd say. Go on, you got anything else?
No.
We haven't really spoke about Arsenal's bottle.
We have, Lewis.
I think we have extensively.
Yeah, wasn't that last podcast?
Yeah, we. No, against Bayern. Did that happen last podcast?
Are you crazy, brother? Brother, are you
against
crazy?
Bayern?
No, yeah, we have.
Against Bayern? No.
There's no need to go into it.
We might as well discuss. It's an interesting. Going to the Allianz and shitting your pants again.
Yeah, no, I feel like that's a relevant talk topic. You know, twice in 4 days.
I'll be honest, the only players that night I thought showed a bit was Ødegaard and Rice.
And Saliba. Saliba was excellent.
But as soon as you went one down...
One more?
Just actually shit his
Oh, fuck. Embarrassing.
And it's all Theo's fault for... for predicting on national radio.
You told me to go at you on the radio to be funny.
We
were tired. We were driving in the motorway on the way back from the game.
In the motorway.
And we were tired and we wanted a bit of fun. Right, sorry for having a laugh.
You think it's a joke that Arsenal could have won a double? You think it's a laughable idea for Arsenal to win a double?
You don't believe in your team?
I did believe
you
that.
You think the idea
so
of
why,
Arsenal...
So you said it is a joke?
The idea of Arsenal winning the Prem is a joke to you.
That's not what I said.
No, wait.
What are you on about?
So you genuinely thought they were going to win the double?
I genuinely thought it.
So it wasn't a joke?
But the way I said it, we were joking around with each other.
I was 100% serious.
Ha ha ha. Hee hee.
I actually thought we were going to do it, man. I thought we would change club with a change defence. And so we're going to do it, man.
Do you know your problem, right? You've.
Okay, here we go.
No, I'm... Yeah. This, you know this is going to be true. You've bought in... Obviously, Rice is a great signing, but he can't win you a game.
He can.
Enough.
He has.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
In the key moments, he just can't. That's what I'm saying. Once.
He scored a laughing equaliser.
It's unfair to try and hope or.
Yeah,
want
but, there,
him
but who's
him
that?
To win your games?
You are should, there many number someone, eights that do that or sixes that do that?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
But we need someone up front who can do it.
Yes. Maybe Rodri. That's what I'm saying. You need someone
Isak.
Like who isn't Martinelli, Saka, or Havertz who just aren't good enough in the big
Isak,
moment.
Like Isak.
Yeah. You do need Isak, but you're not getting an eye. But
Isak, Watkins, or Tony?
Yeah, but you don't know if they're good enough in the big moments, do you?
I think Isak would be good.
Isak never had a big moment.
I actually think the only player you've got who's proved it in a big moment is Declan Rice.
I agree.
I can't think of anyone else.
Saka has done it in big moments before.
Big moments.
Jesus. Like,
nah, he's it. Jesus, not him as an individual.
Trossard.
What about scoring and winning games? Yeah.
Trossard does it in big moments.
What big moments?
He equalised against Bayern. He's the one that scored the equaliser.
And he scored against Wolves.
He does. He scores goals when we need him.
I'm only laughing at him for all his life.
I know what you mean.
We need like a Kylian Mbappe.
Well, that's a bit.
He might come to Arsenal.
To be fair, we should get the best player in the world.
Yeah, I'm not even seeing this, but like,
actually, what do we think of that?
Yeah,
genuinely, and I don't think you get. But I'm not just saying this Newcastle fan. But I think Isak, it would be like perfect for yous.
Yeah,
a bit cocky. He hasn't like had tons of big moment opportunities with us. But he'd do it.
Reincarnated.
He's too good for Newcastle, isn't he?
Yeah.
Isak right now is too good for us, but he's stern.
Because you like shit.
I don't think he'll stand.
He didn't hold an interview saying he's stern.
Yeah, but you don't have to sell.
Because a player's never, ever...
Nah, Bruno's brought a new house.
Mate,
good.
He wants Champions League football and he's not going to be playing it in the next five years.
I guarantee. Sure. I would. Right, how much you want to bet that this time, next season, Isak's still with us?
A grand.
No, but I
haven't got that money.
I read in the papers you had to sell.
Huh?
I read in the...
We don't have to sell!
It's the cartel clubs!
But yeah, you're just a finished club, mate.
That's really rude, and I don't like what you just said.
Are you willing to accept that you do have a soft underbelly now? After four seasons of this.
What does it even mean? Where's the third?
What does it mean?
Yeah, because you bottled fourth the season before. Don't you remember that?
Look,
and then got Champions League the season after.
I don't like it when you
mean. Yeah, right, mate.
The top four is important, right?
Then you bottled the league last year, then you bottled the league again this year, and bottled Champions League.
And it's always in April.
Okay.
You're going to bottle the playoffs because you've got a soft underbelly.
There's no expectation of Albion to go up or win the playoffs. There isn't, mate.
You said there is.
We might not even get in the playoffs.
Yeah, because you bottled it.
You said deflector, but look inward.
Look at your inward. We're talking about West Brom.
You bottled the Champions League and you bottled getting in the Champions League.
And you bottled top four.
You bottled everything.
Newcastle didn't bottle it.
You bottled it against the team we saw you play. What are they called?
Sunderland.
Sunderland.
Well done, mate.
Shetland Pony FC.
I can't remember what I was saying.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, good chat.
Because now you're trying to talk
Newcastle
about fucking West Brom.
Bottling top four, so.
Why are you coming at me for?
Because you came at us.
Yeah, but use. I come at you all the time because I want the best for Arsenal. Like,
no, you don't.
Stop lying. Want the best for Arsenal.
Well, if you did, then you'd give us ESAC.
You bottled it because you've been top of the league.
Still are.
We are again.
With an extra game.
Still are.
It's not in your hands. It's been in your hands. In
the only thing we can do
you
is
played against a Bayern team who you self-admitted should have been, and you were way better than a Bayern wash.
Can't help it.
Do you know what? Over the last two seasons, you've probably led the league for like 95% of it and somehow end with no titles.
When?
Well, that's because of a World Cup. But I know what he's about to do.
When?
Yeah, we're not doing that, mate.
You realise that's because of Qatar? Like, I mean, it's a bit of an unfair.
Oh, let's not start. Oh, you're starting excuses now.
That is the reason.
Oh, let's stop.
Oh, yeah. They fucking.
No, but you said.
You failed to beat Southampton because of Qatar.
No, I'm talking about led for the amount of days that we led.
I'm saying percentage of the season. So 100% of last season.
No, that's not true.
95% you've been leading.
That's not true.
You have. It's above 95%.
You reckon it's 95% this season and last season. That's what you just said. Yeah, and then everyone went, no, it is.
Yeah, it is.
So
I reckon 85.
Right, so 80, already it's come 80. Down by 10.
85
Let's
minimum.
Be realistic. It's probably about 75.
No.
Why is that? No, because you said only 5%.
You've been leading. If you've led the league with 75%,
zero
titles, and you've got zero titles, that's so poor.
Well, one of them's not finished yet.
That's sackable.
Oh, bro. You seriously?
What's he got to do with it?
It's.
You seriously think you're going to win the league?
Yes.
No, I'm saying there's a chance. Oh. There's a percentage chance that we do. So until that happens, you can't say
fucking Mr. Miyagi.
Mr. Miyagi.
Look, I think we are going to do it. Because I think City are going to drop it.
This fucking broken record in the corner, just keep
I know our club, all right? And I know
every time we come to the game, I think we're going to win the record.
City will drop points. City looks gettable, mate.
No, seriously, you really got them as well.
Everyone else in the room is like, no, seriously, we think Man City's going to win. Fears in the ground, I think I'm just going to win.
Yeah, you really got at them at the
Arsenal beat
Chelsea 3-0.
Arsenal
then beat Tottenham 2-1. 2-1.
Not Chelsea.
City dropped points away at Fulham. And
you're an idiot, mate.
Okay, we'll see it, won't we, Thomas? Let's have a bet on it, shall we?
You
already owe me money for a bet. You already owe me money.
Yeah, I do. Actually, no, I owe you a present.
You owe me a present? Where is my present?
I'm going to get you one.
Next stream, episode, podcast.
No, because that's Wednesday. I'm not going to have time.
Okay, next podcast.
Yeah, okay, deal.
Deal.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, calm down.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
10.
What?
I forgot.
Well, speaking of Arsenal, Chelsea.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to do a combined 11 because obviously game is tonight. Hopefully Arsenal do win that game. Should do.
I'm really hoping it.
Who wants to go first?
Me!
Fifth for Kai Thacka.
I thought this was so easy, by the way.
I actually agree. My team is just so self-explanatory.
Easy. I think there's a few.
I think it's the easiest thing I've ever done in my life.
Tricky. Ooh,
let's just read the brief, shall we?
Combined current 11.
Create a combined current Arsenal-Chelsea 11.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
It's been pretty self-explanatory.
In goal, Raya.
Yep.
Back four of Ben White, Saliba, Gabriel and Kivior.
What?
A midfield.
Speed racer.
Kivior.
I actually don't have him in. But
even Tomiyasu started ahead of him the other night.
I actually really like Kivior. I think we're stronger with him.
Yeah, but is Chelsea in this as well?
Okay. Are you putting in for Chelsea?
I have two better left backs.
I put Cucurella.
Yes, he's better than Kivior.
You're crazy. You're fucking crazy.
And the other one as
well. I have him.
And me.
You're crazy. Midfield three of Declan Rice, Odegaard in the eight with Palmer in the hole.
Yep.
10. Front three of Saka, Havertz and Trossard.
Yep. Best way to do it.
Oh, Trossard's not a bad shot, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Should I go through mine? It's not too dissimilar. Rare in goal, White, Saliba, Gabriel, Cucurella, Rice, Ødegaard, Palmer, Saka, Havertz, Trossard.
Havertz?
I don't know how.
But who's the better than him? I cannot put Nicholas Jackson nor Gabriel Jesus.
Are you seriously
putting
Palmer up?
No way.
Blood.
No way.
Just put him up front, man.
Blood. Seriously. Havertz is class.
Just put Palmer up there for vibes.
Nicholas Jackson is a better striker than Havertz.
Time out.
Prove it.
He said Cole Palmer.
He can play anywhere, man. He's versatile. Throw him up front.
He's
not a striker.
He's not annoying. You want him dropping in?
I genuinely would sooner have Kai Havertz in front of goal than Nicholas Jackson.
The guy who can't hit a fucking.
No.
My team's way better than that.
No.
I think that's the team that is the combined 11.
What? It's not. Mine's better than that.
No, Tom, stop. crazy.
You have to think about mentality when building this
team.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, if you fill it with all Arsenal players, you're going to fall short once you have a bit of fucking...
Yeah. No. Well, Havertz scored the Champions League.
I'm sick of hearing this argument.
You can't say he's got poor mentality if he scored in a final.
I'm saying if you put too many Arsenal players in, you're never going to win anything with this team.
Well done.
The only goal that was in that game.
You were checking how many goals?
Jesus,
scored,
that's
yeah.
all
yeah.
Arsenal.
Yeah, you
want
to.
If you want better goal ratio,
where was that mentality against Bayern?
If you want. He was playing in
he
the
was effective midfielder.
He was playing in the
If you put too many Arsenal players in this team, whenever you have a tough game, they're going to bottle it. You need to think about mentality.
That's why we got Cole Palmer in.
Mate, Nicholas Jackson can't even finish dinner.
He scored more goals than Havertz.
Nicholas Jackson is a worse finisher than Kai Havertz.
Yeah, agreed.
Absolutely
not. Kai Havertz misses so many chances.
And Jackson doesn't.
They both do.
So it's 50-50
then. It's not clear. And Jackson scores more in a worse team.
But Palmer the nine,
he's played more games at number nine.
He plays out wide as well.
Havertz has played off the left. Havertz has played a lot of games in the eight as well. Jackson has played off the left
for Chelsea this
season. Maybe once.
He hasn't. He's done it multiple times.
I don't agree.
Yeah, but
who's played off the left?
Who's played up front in that game then?
Probably when Nkunku was playing.
Are you crazy, brother?
No way.
Seriously? Brother, you're crazy. I
refuse to believe that.
I'm sure
that's another Tom Garrett.
It's not, mate. Suggestion
that he thinks is true.
That is another Tom Garrett.
Check it. Go on. Get a fop mob that you fucking live your life on.
How many games has Nicholas Jackson started left wing, Lewis? Come on.
Never, actually.
It's not telling me, but I can see he has done that.
Thank you.
Surely you can tell me the number.
He played off the left. He is more of a striker. But he plays off
more
the
of
left.
A striker. He is a striker.
It's not true. He played off the left last year as well.
If you're going to moan about that so much, I'll just go Trossard at number nine and then Martinelli off the left then. There you go.
That's better than having Havertz in your team. All right, fine. I'll give you that. But you can't change your team, so no.
Okay, well, I'm just about to.
Three times off the left.
There you go. So he has. I was right.
Yep.
Anyway, in goal, Raya. Right back, Gusto.
What? Not... God, you do it on purpose.
Ben White.
This is a real agenda,
Ben White's
by the way.
Too busy.
This is a real actual agenda.
Ben White's
agenda.
Too busy buying fucking Cartier fucking bracelets and in
we are witnessing.
Tanning
we
are salons. Witnessing.
What are they doing in their personal life? It's not a current personal life.
Well,
Eleven,
no,
is it?
The mentality comes
yeah,
into
the mentality
it.
Comes
Maybe he's
into
more focused on football. You wouldn't a bottle.
Yeah. He's too busy worrying about when he's next going to get his face.
He's too busy
on.
Being the best right back in the league.
Yeah, correct.
Shut the fuck.
Jesus Christ.
Off. He's not the best right back in the league. He might be the most. No. I'm not going to say that.
You're rude.
Ben White should be in this team.
Ben
I'm
White
sorry,
better.
But that is ridiculous.
Should he?
Gusto's had a great season, don't get me wrong.
Should he, yeah?
But Ben White is better.
No, he's not.
He is.
No, he's
he
not.
Is. No, he is. No, he is.
I'm not trying to bet.
Well, how can you decide the winner of that bet?
Because I fucking talked to someone who knows ball like Arsene Wenger.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you suck him off? Anyway, Gusto, Saliba, Gabriel, Cucurella, Declan Rice, Caicedo, Ødegaard.
I can't back you down that one. Like.
I don't give a fuck if you back
yes,
me.
Yes, you do. Before this, you said, back me at this, Lewis.
Enzo's better than Caicedo in that team.
I nearly went with Enzo, but I thought Caicedo can hold and Rice can bomb.
That's fucking outrageous. This is horrible.
Caicedo is shit.
Just end his team.
Caicedo's been good lately.
Nice poo-poo.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh. Good for him.
Every time you talk about Chelsea,
your whole thing is current. It needs to be current right now. Right now.
Yeah, Jorginho is better than Caicedo.
Who's that?
Jorginho runs in treacle.
Rice, Ødegaard, and Palmer is comfortably better than Rice, Caicedo, and Ødegaard.
Is it?
Well, yeah, because one's got Cole Palmer in.
Oh, yeah, because I haven't got Palmer in my team.
Yeah, you've been right.
You've put him over Saka, have you?
No.
Well,
I've got.
Doesn't make any sense then.
Palmer, Jackson, Saka.
Saka on the left.
Yes.
When has he ever played on the left?
He used to be a left.
No.
You've
had a howler.
Have you got more Chelsea players in than Arsenal players?
No, I haven't.
You have to think about Bottle.
You've got Palmer in his worst position on the right and Saka on the left.
Oh, barring the keeper then, you've got the same amount of outfield players in Chelsea.
That's
ridiculous.
Jackson?
He's got 5 outfield Chelsea players and 5 outfield Arsenal players.
Are you, brother?
He's trolling, man. You're a troll. Look at him smiling. He's a troll.
That's serious.
He's a
that
troll.
Might be the worst thing you've ever done. I'm not even joking.
Yeah.
You've done a lot of bad things in your life, but that's the worst.
That's troll. Mm.
That's the worst. Lewis, I have a better team than you.
I actually have the best team out of everyone.
That is comfortably a better team than yours.
It's no. Mate, you've got Saka left wing.
Yeah. Oh, could he not
and
play there?
And Caicedo.
No, sorry. How is this allowed? It's how are you allowing this?
We're not
if
allowing
Mio
it.
If Mio Reid ever dare, position in the wrong position, you will fucking lose your shit.
I'm sorry, but you're like the guy who was saying Trippier can't go left back and stuff.
Actually, I've just thought.
No.
I'll put Saka left back. I'm going to put Saka left back and then Mudryk left wing. There we go.
That's even worse.
Yeah, there we go. So I've got Palmer, Jackson, Mudryk, front three.
Whatever happened to your no Trippier left back, like no swapping sides?
No, that was different. That was a team of the week. And he played that week at right back.
Name one game when Saka's played left wing. One game.
I don't know if I can. But this team ain't based on this week. Oh, it's my team.
Wait, you want, what,
I'm playing him left back.
Oh, I think that's selective memory as well. I think we did like team of the season or like Premier League team of the season so far, and it's just changing the
game. Your team wouldn't work. It wouldn't work.
He's gaslighting saying that was a team of the week thing. We never
Saka's
did that.
Left.
Team of the week.
Yeah, it was.
I don't think it was.
Yeah, I'll vividly remember.
It was everything. It was everything. Yeah.
I don't think so.
That's like saying, you wouldn't even let Jude Bellingham go in the eight.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't. No,
you wouldn't even let Jude Bellingham playing an eight in an England side, but Saka left wing.
No.
Yeah, we'll let that slide.
No, I said I don't think he should play in the A. That's the difference.
We put him
going,
in you went
you
in.
Can't.
You went in saying, "Oh, in A, better you know, fuck you,
no,
you fucking wrong, you are, you fucking idiot, that Saka left wing."
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, that's allowed.
I've got him at left back. He's at left back.
He's a fucking.
Go on then,
stack him.
He's at left back. Well, he's played left back now. That's probably his best position. He can't deliver in big moments.
You
at the
are
end of the
an awful human.
Go on.
I have Ramsdale on goal. Please come for us.
How is
us.
That current?
That's not a current 11.
He's the best. I'm building the team. He's the best goalkeeper out of all the selected. Please sign for Newcastle,
play.
Please.
The goalie that doesn't
play. How much game time has he got?
Future Newcastle star Ramsdale is the best.
The goalie that doesn't play is the current best goalie.
Yeah. Well, Arsenal, who have bottled the league again, maybe would have not bottled if they had the best keeper
right,
of goals.
Quality against.
So
Wolves,
it's interesting you say that because he was our goalkeeper last season, who you've put a lot of.
And he had a fantastic season. Everyone was singing the praises of Ramsdale. Then suddenly you replaced him for some reason.
The best seasons.
Well, why are you coming after Ramsdale?
I'm not. One of the best seasons of an Arsenal goalkeeper in recent history.
Take it back and say sorry.
Sorry, am I the only one being objective here?
No, wait. You were 13 points clear with him in goal. You take him out and then you've fucking bottled it with Raya.
They did also bottle that league.
What do you mean?
Ramsdale, he's too good for you.
Raya signed this season.
He's too good for you.
Ramsdale gave the ball away to Southampton, which is the reason why we ended up
let him
off.
He's earned a mistake through all he's given you.
You actually make
Carry
it.
On.
You make it up as you go, kid.
No, don't, mate, you disrespect Ramsdale, and when he leaves, becomes the best keeper in the world.
It's a current
you're
11.
Gonna
you
picked
a guy that currently can't get in a team.
No, because Arteta's got something against him. I don't know what it is. But,
okay, fine.
Gusto, Saliba, Gabriel, and Chilwell. I was going to go Cucurella.
Chilwell.
I was going to go Cucurella, but
you've picked the worst one of the two.
Chilwell doesn't even start.
I know, but I just feel I've put Cucurella in.
No, because by his logic, he's picking the players that don't currently get into the team as the best current 11.
Are you picking the players?
Okay, let's have a look. Chelsea, who have had a shit season, and Arsenal, who had a shit season. Maybe I'm right. Maybe you need a look at the bench.
Arsenal have had a shit season.
Arsenal had the best.
Well, I'd say after 5 years and $1 billion spent and bottling the league again, bottling the Champions League, it is a bit of a shit season.
But Newcastle have had a great season, even though they got.
Yeah, if you look at the graph of our growth consistently throughout the years,
the graph of our growth,
exponential growth,
it's gone down.
Guys, you bottled it. It's all right. Declan Rice, Gallagher, because I want some fight in this team. I want some actual balls. Ødegaard.
Palmer on the right.
No, Saka on the right. Palmer is playing up front. And then Martinelli. I wish I went Trossard, though.
Right.
I don't like Palmer in the nine, but
he's played three games there.
Oh, no, okay. So
I quickly searched it there. Three games.
I feel like he's a bit wasted in the nine.
I agree. Yeah.
I
like him.
I know, but there's just no one else we can put up there.
Havertz.
No, he means a legit.
You
know, option,
you move
mate.
Palmer back and you just don't play Conor Gallagher. You put someone else there.
No, I want some balls. In the middle, I want some perhaps. Balls in
Jackson?
The team.
Jackson?
No chance.
He links it well.
I'm not having that brat in my team after him crying over the pen. Yeah. Oh, I won the penalty. Fuck off. Not a chance.
Wow. That one an angry
Your
man.
Your team stinks, by the way.
So you stink, mate. You haven't showered.
You stink more, actually.
You literally stink.
You stink. No, you stink.
No, I think that's a very balanced team with Saka at left back. He can get forward, up and down, probably where he's best.
Great times, man.
I can't wait for
and we've got the pace of Mudryk, Jackson linking up, Palmer creating, scoring goals. Brilliant.
You need to get cooked.
Well, going from people that
is
stink.
Is it going to annoy you that people are still going to say your team's the worst?
It's not.
Oh, I was going to do a transition then. Going from people that stink best, to people that are the best.
Shut up.
I was transitioning across.
Shut up.
Get better transitions.
Just get wrecked.
What?
Who's the best?
You're the best.
We're going to rank
around
every Premier League's team's best player.
Yeah. When?
Dunk.
Right now.
Some dunks.
No, when did I ask?
Yeah, I knew that was coming. I just thought, you know, it's a podcast, so...
Oh, fuck, man. Oh, that right.
You didn't
hit it.
No, I didn't.
You don't know your own strength.
Oh, did I? Sorry, I snapped your nose. No.
Really hurt.
Right, who wants to go first? I think Tom should go first because he's not done the segment.
I have.
Have you?
I'm just going to look at the teams and tell you.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
So you have Oracle.
Yeah, I have. I don't need to write them down. I know.
Okay, let's start with Sheffield United.
Sheffield United, Hamer.
Gustavo.
I think I really want Albion to sign him if we go up, but I don't think we'll get him.
Or go up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go on. Are you going to cut that in the teams and I'll just say them?
You got the Premier League.
Well,
table,
it's all go around at once.
Yeah,
for this.
I also have Hamer.
I have Gustavo Hamer.
Brereton Diaz.
Okay.
It's just a stupid thing
to
say.
So doing a current 11 with
just,
no current
isn't their best player.
And just done their best player of the season with a current player.
Fucking idiot.
He's been pretty good since he's playing though.
He's Kieran made an impact.
He's fucking average, mate. He's a championship player.
So is everyone at Sheffield.
Hamer's not.
Yeah, but fuck off.
She's fucking gold. Did you see his goal the weekend? You didn't, did ya? Exactly. Huh? You're an idiot.
Burnley.
I think Sander Berg, personally.
I'll put Josh Brownhill.
I was tossing up between Josh Brownhill or I really like Odderbert.
Odderbert.
Yeah, he's a bit tricky, but I think...
French.
Let me talk to you about Lyle Foster.
Who hasn't
Shut
played?
Shut the fuck up.
He's not played, man.
You don't watch Burnley, do you?
No, I haven't seen Burnley.
So,
you know, he's been out of the season because of mental
so
health.
Gone,
I've seen bits of them, not to the point where I can point a standout
thing.
So you've
chosen him because he's a top scorer with five. Is that why?
Yeah, no, he's assisted four as well.
You're an idiot.
By the way, it's in a Burnley team. It's fucking hardly got many
to
choose
from. Yeah, but
all you've
got to do is watch a couple games to realise that the players that aren't
So two games and you can judge who's the best player in the team.
Yeah. One game?
Nah, man.
Or just,
he's a mental.
What about
you
in December when he wasn't
spot
playing?
Spot a decent player within 10 minutes of watching footy. Yeah.
Ooh, all right, Tom. You know ball.
Okay, that's weird. Luton next.
Barkley.
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 You're going to say Chong there, weren't you?
No, Chris Wood, it was tempting, but...
What,
sorry?
For Luton?
For Luton.
Chris Wood?
He thought he did something there as well. He thought he was cooking.
Oh, you!
I almost actually came straight out and said Chris Wood there as well.
Gareth, he's gone.
He's got so
mate, you had to think about it. That's why he said Barkley.
He's actually embarrassed.
He was like, we all said Barkley. You could see in his head. He was like, what Barkley? You fucking.
Have you got Chris Wood down?
No, I actually haven't. But I was going to say Chris Wood because like, yeah, it's funny he scored that many goals. But yeah, he literally doesn't
play for Luton.
Yeah, he doesn't play for that.
Shout out Kaminsky though.
Shout out Kaminsky.
He's not even close to the best
player. Forest.
Gibbs White.
Gibbs White.
Gibbs White.
Gibbs White.
Future Newcastle star.
So not even Chris Wood for the Forest shout.
No, I don't know what's happened in my brain this morning where Chris Wood's playing for Luton.
Everton.
Pickford.
I've got Pickford.
I've got Brantwaite.
Best player.
I don't think he's their best player. He's good.
He's had a good season.
He's had a good season. But also, did you see Pickford save?
Yeah.
He was did. Quality at the weekend.
The
He made sure everyone knew about it. Quite
from the from the angle, yeah, it was a good save.
What did you say?
Huh? Pickford.
We're currently recording the pod.
Pickford?
Yeah, no, but who else are you going to choose from fucking Everton?
Onana?
McNeil?
Dwight McNeil?
Pickford, I don't slur Pickford. He's really good. Just...
Little arms. Okay, fair enough. Brentford next.
Tony, innit?
Ooh, I'll put in Bremo.
I think Tony's still Tony, innit?
He's not really.
I mean, Mbeumo's had more of an impact.
Yeah, it's
when
Mbeumo.
First half of the season, Tony didn't even play.
Tony hasn't been Brentford's best player this season.
I didn't say that.
And also, Mbeumo came back.
I thought it was this season.
Got two assists immediately.
It's just their best player, innit?
Oh, is it actually?
I thought it was this season.
Yeah, I thought it was currently this year.
We're just picking their best player. What you're on about?
Just interpreting how you want to.
Who's been their best player this season?
No, you're adding words. You can interpret it however you want. If you just wanted to use whoever you think their best player is.
Okay, well, I'll pick Tony, but I thought this was this season.
Yeah.
it's just the best player for that team.
No, because at Man City, Kevin De Bruyne is the best player, but he's not been the best player this season.
I agree, yeah. And then you never.
It's your job to balance out. What their reputation is to how they perform.
I think this should definitely be like this.
No, because the answer,
really not
that
deep.
The answer is balancing the two.
Because otherwise, what's the point, man?
No, the answer is balancing the two. You can say it's KDB, but balance that out to how well someone's doing right now.
Yeah, otherwise, why are we here? Why we're here for is not.
And that's
current.
It's your job in your brain to figure out who's the best.
Why are we here?
Why did we ask? Crystal Palace.
Brentford and Bumo.
We've just done Brentford.
Crystal Palace.
Eze. Are you going to say Eze?
Oh, wild card.
Yeah, I'm between. I'll go Eze.
Eze for consistency as well, though, right?
I think Palace fans would disagree with that.
Really? Yeah. Oh, in terms of ceiling, you'd probably say
Eze's a little bit. Eze's a little bit too injury prone.
Yeah. That's probably true, but I think when he does play, he's their best player.
Okay. Bournemouth.
Solank.
I'll put Solank. Dominic.
Yeah, I did want to go rogue with Christie, but I'm going to go with Solanke.
Do you reckon Solanke leaves?
Yeah.
Where to?
No, would he? Why? What? Unless bought for a loan.
Solanke's their best player.
Strikers are rare, aren't they?
He scores all their goals, yeah, but Christie's one of their most important players.
Solanke's their best player.
He could be like a plan B for you, sort of signing.
He'd be a good signing for Arsenal.
Yeah, I said this a year ago and I got cooked.
He does miss a lot of chances, though.
And now look at him. He's flying.
Mm. When did you say it?
Literally, January last season.
That was a genuine question.
Yeah, yeah. January last season, I said, let's sign Dominic Solanke.
True that, bro. All right, so Fulham, yeah? So their best player is Paulinho, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
For this season, I put Leno.
I did the same thing. I put Leno for this year.
Paulinho.
But it is Paulinho.
Do you see what I'm saying?
So I'm just going to have to change all my answers from here on out.
Not. Just answer it however you want to answer it. It's not that difficult.
This season, Leno... All time.
No, you have to find the balance in your own mind.
Just give us an answer.
The answer is between the two and how you value reputation to right now. And then that's where you get the different answers.
Exactly.
Yeah, we just misread the brief. Paulinho.
William deserves a mention in those Paulinho. Just out of respect for him being wrought off and still doing it.
But is he the best player for Fulham?
No, he's not. Point, yeah.
Sorry,
so why mention him?
I just like William, man. Everyone wrote him off as last season as well.
So why mention him?
I like him. Is that all right?
I'm sorry, is this the I like him ranking? Or?
I'm just giving him a little shout.
See, with Wolves, yeah, their best player.
Just answer the fucking question.
Pedro Neto.
Just
but answer this season, the question. I think it's Cunha.
Just answer find the ballads between.
Who do you think their best player is?
Fuck. Neto and Cunha.
Answer the question with one player.
No.
You can't give two names. You have to give one name.
We should do it.
We shouldn't change the rules. You find the it's so easy.
Hear me out. The reason why I think we should do this season is because we're talking about this season.
It's
right?
It's about present time.
It's relevant.
You balance off.
So
how
let's talk about best player for Arsenal.
Uh-huh.
Who is it?
Oh, I'm not gonna give away my answer. We haven't got there yet.
Who is it?
We haven't got there.
I'm not going to loop my answer.
He answers Thierry Henry.
Oh, now you're just being a fucking idiot, aren't you?
It's not hard.
Who currently plays for Arsenal? Who you think the best player is? It's not that hard. It's not that difficult, this question.
And for KDB to be dethroned as Man City's best player, you'd have to have someone who's played absolutely phenomenal now because he has such a big reputation.
You think that of a Rodri or someone, that's okay. That's your opinion. Yeah. You can say it.
You might say, I understand KDB's been great, but I think now, because of how good he's been this season, he's now the best player.
No, but he's...
As an example.
Cunha.
Is that your answer?
No, it's Pedro Neto.
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 João Gomes. I think he's Wolves' best player.
Okay.
And I watch a lot more Wolves than you. I think he's their best player.
You are, you're a fan, yeah.
Yeah, I'm such a fan.
Brighton.
Grob. You didn't create him.
I did. Grob.
Pascal Gross has been at that club way longer than...
Whoa, it's Grob.
Yeah, Gross.
Grob.
A bit like you because you haven't showered.
Nice.
Nah.
I have. You can't look at me.
Grob. Chelsea.
Cole Palmer.
Palmer.
So you didn't have him, did you? Did you have him down?
No, I had Palmer, yeah.
Why is it not Thiago Silva?
Because he's fucking
not their best
shit.
Player.
Yeah, he's a bit older than
he fell off now.
Cole Palmer's their best player.
That's my point, Luke.
No, that is my point. It's my point.
No, but that is my point.
No, my point is he has such good experience, but now his current ability, his experience doesn't outweigh to make him the best player.
Yeah.
He has now been overtaken despite his experience.
And the reason Reece James isn't is because Cole Palmer's been that good this season, arguably the best in the league. He's now at a level that Reece James can't even get in the team. He can't even get fit to play. So Cole Palmer's their best player? It's really not difficult to
amazing how your brain works.
It doesn't work. It's just silence.
It's Thiago Silva because 12 years ago he's the best centre half in the world. What does that mean? We're on about.
He does an impression for Lewis.
Yeah, I don't know why. Sorry.
Now, 12 years ago, he was the best centre half in the world.
That's David Beckham.
Well, we've all got Palmer anyway. West Ham.
Bowen.
Paqueta.
Bowen.
Yeah, Paqueta.
It is Paqueta.
Bowen's a classic underrated player, man.
I speak to West Ham fans a lot and they say it's Bowen.
Yeah, for this year.
Oh, yeah.
Paqueta's been wanted to sign by Man City, right?
Yeah, Paqueta's going to get to Man City. Bowen's going to stay at West Ham and rot.
Bowen, man. What a player.
It's Bowen.
Bowen's very good, but it's Paqueta.
Lucas Paqueta.
By the way, FYI, I'm just doing it on the season. Man United. Man United, Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah, Fernandes.
McTominay.
Bruno Fernandes. It is Bruno, man. It is Bruno. McTominay. Whether it's this year or previous years, it's just Bruno.
Yeah, go Bruno.
Why is it not Rafael Varane?
What? McTominay.
Oh.
Like, everyone on Man United's team is fucking shit, except from the one player they all hate, which is somehow their best player, McTominay.
Nah, it is Bruno. It is.
Every single time. McTominay scores.
It's been Bruno.
And when
Bruno
you talk about big moment players, McTominay, every single big moment he scores. Every single one.
That doesn't make him the best player at United.
Yes, it does.
Bruno's the only one who scored against Bournemouth.
Bruno himself did a full interview saying how shit he is.
Yeah, because he's got such high
standards.
Even
he knows he's shit. Oh, fucking hell.
Right, next.
McTominay has high standards.
Sure.
This would be interesting. Newcastle. Who's the best player at Newcastle?
Bruno G.
Yeah, Bruno G.
No.
I got Isaac.
Oh, yeah.
It's Isaac.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
I'm not angry at either, but Bruno G, I think, is very...
I heard you have to sell both of them.
It's Isaac.
For 150 mil.
For this season as well. Spurs.
Heung-min Son.
Son.
It's close with Madison.
No, it's not.
It is a bit.
It is closer than we
think.
It's not. Heung-min Son's the most valuable and best player of that club.
And he got a haircut.
You lose Madison, you replace him with
Son has
someone.
It because...
You lose Son, you can't...
See, this is a prime example. Son's been doing it for years, so I will give him the benefit of the doubt in this decision, but I prefer Madison.
Facts and facts.
Fair enough.
Villa.
Dougie.
I went Douglas Luiz over
Villa's
Watkins.
Difficult, man.
Douglas Luiz is the best player at the club, though, isn't he? If you put it like that.
You could argue Martinez, man. He's fucking...
Oh, yeah, I suppose. But in that position.
Won a World Cup.
I like him.
Consar, Diego Carlos. They've got some good players.
It is either Martinez, Douglas Luiz, or Watkins, though, isn't it, realistically?
Yeah.
Can't be Watkins.
Why not Watkins, man?
You hate
it's
strikers.
Gone, like, when
As
you
a striker,
score,
you've
that,
got a weird
return.
Thing against strikers, you know. Really
I hate
weird.
Strikers who've got just look clunky.
Yeah, no, but when you have that return, it's like...
Yeah, fair, good look to him, but... Ugh.
It depends how you want to do it, though. I mean, if you go by position, Martinez probably is, but Douglas Luiz is... I mean, he's probably the best player. Yeah. But
Martinez has shouts. There's an argument. He's one of the best goalies in the world.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'd be interested to see what Villa plans to say.
Midfielders in the world.
That's true.
I'm going to go Martinez.
I'm going Douglas Luiz. I'm sticking with my guns.
I'm going Watkins.
Nice.
Brother.
He's got the returns, man.
Man City.
Rodri.
Kevin De Bruyne.
I got Phil Foden.
Phil Foden.
Okay.
I still think De Bruyne is their best player.
Feels like Phil Foden's evolved.
Rodri's the most essential player.
Into the main character now.
That's not the question.
No, I know, but I'm saying he's the best six in the
Who's
world.
Who's currently the best player at Man City? Foden.
No.
Yeah, because you've slipped it in there and I know what you're saying.
Yeah, he's performed the best this season alongside Rodri. But
I just
De Bruyne's been out, hasn't he? But De Bruyne's still their best player, isn't he? I think.
Yeah.
Or Rodri.
No,
why not?
De Bruyne is their best player. He's the best midfielder in the world.
If you said or who Rodri. Is Manchester City's like overall best player, objective it's Kevin De Bruyne, and no doubt about it.
So that's your answer.
Foden, so that is your answer then.
Foden's been their best player this season.
Yeah, but that's not the question.
No, but I mean, if you,
I don't get why we're not
if,
doing that.
No,
though.
But if you combine everything, realistically,
do you see what I mean?
You,
no, like,
we're doing a mix of the two.
If you mix the two, it has to be Rodri.
Based off.
Overall ability
that's
and
fine,
how they
yeah.
form the season, it has
That's
like,
fine.
Well, no, because like Foden's got more ability than Rodri.
No, I'm talking about if we're talking player in the position they're in, there's no six better than them in the world.
Yeah, there is.
Who?
Okay, you're Koslu.
Okay, fair enough.
You don't even know who that is, do you?
Who?
You don't watch football.
Who did I ask?
Next.
Who did I ask?
Liverpool. Van Dijk.
Van Dijk. Oh, no. You agree now.
Yeah, I've never been against Van Dijk. I'm a good mates with him.
You said Botman was better than him?
Oh, yeah, he did actually. You put Shaw in over Van Dijk. Remember that?
I don't recall.
When you said Shaw was better than Van Dijk.
What are you laughing at?
Well, obviously, I've based it off this season on my list, haven't I?
Oh,
are you
going
to say Mo Salah?
No, for Arsenal.
Oh, no. You haven't got Havertz.
No, this season, our best player has been Gabriel.
Oh.
Oh.
It's Declan Rice.
I thought you'd do something better.
Really?
Yeah,
Saliba.
Best player at our club is Declan Rice.
I think Declan,
I got
Rice,
Declan Rice
is the best player.
Did you have?
Yeah, but this season,
I've got Saliba. It's like...
Yeah, but he's a defender. And like...
You just put Van Dijk in ahead of Mo Salah.
I mean, yeah, that's understandable.
In terms of ability, I say Ødegaard. Best player at our club is Declan Rice. And then best player this season, I say Gabriel.
So, hang on.
That's not...
Erdogan's got the most ability, but Declan Rice is the best player. Work that one out.
Well, work out how Foden's got more ability, but Rodri's a better player than Foden.
I don't... I didn't
literally
say that.
He literally said exactly the same what I just said.
But I didn't say that.
Let me lick her up.
I don't think that's true anyway. I think Rice has got more ability than Ødegaard.
It's Rice or Saliba. They're the only two actually out and out world-class players.
Not Saka, because Saka's world-class, you said. Is Saka world class, guys?
Yeah.
I'm surprised you're not saying that if he's world class, actually.
Well, that's like me taking that's like saying Man City have a bunch of world class players, but
yeah, no, but you have less world class players. Yeah. Like, who else is world class in your
Declan
team?
Rice.
Yeah.
Saliba.
That's
definitely.
It.
Okay.
And Saka.
Yeah, I'd say Gabriel's world class, you know.
Do you think Saka's world class?
I think Gabriel.
Why not?
Is Saka.
Would you say. I think Gabriel's world class.
He's
performing to a world class level,
isn't he? I think he's not far off.
Yeah.
Is Saka world class, Theo?
Yeah.
You believe that?
Is he in your top three best players at the club?
Saka?
Yeah.
I think he's third.
No.
I'd have him third. Fourth right now.
He's probably your best left back.
Left backer?
He actually probably is, if you think about it. Like, if he went left back,
he's not world class, is he? Come on, man. We've seen it now for the last few years.
But the crop of right wings in the world aren't that great either.
That doesn't matter.
That should matter. Because if he's top three in the world, then that means he's world class.
Okay, then. So if everyone in the world who's better than me at
football
dies, tomorrow, am I world class?
In your position, yeah.
No,
stupid.
Well, technically, because if you compare you to the rest of the world,
that's what world class is a comparison to the rest of the world.
No, it's history. You're taking history as well, the history of that position, I think, comes into it.
Surely there's a level that you have to get to be considered world class, not just everyone else is shit and I'm the best of a shit.
Yeah, no, I do agree with you.
So I'm world class. Come on.
Sometimes.
Sometimes what?
Sometimes eras go through a period of like having shit players as the best, and then you.
But like Saka's not even like better than Damien
like that.
Duff was.
Strikers.
And Damien Duff would never be considered world class.
That's the disrespect.
It's not, man. Damien Duff was better than Saka.
No, I know he's great.
But you go through periods where, like, you know,
mate, Saka's on like David Bentley's level.
That's outrageous.
You might be the biggest douchebag to ever grace Earth.
The thing is, I actually really like Saka. I think he's a good player.
No need to bum lick him now.
But it's people like you who make me want to disrespect him.
Mate, but I put Gabriel down.
Yeah, I know, but you've just said Saka's world class. He's not, brother. Brother,
He is. And I'll defend him to my life.
Just because you want to fucking film with him.
That's the segment.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah. Let us know if you disagree or agree with all of those suggestions, guys, and whether or not it should have been current or currently.
No.
My argument is this, okay?
We heard your
argument.
We're
talking about this season, right? So why don't we talk about this season?
I kind of agree with that. I did set up my list to begin.
It's a balance between the two.
Why are we talking about like the last 10 years?
We're not. No one else. No one. You're the only person who was talking about the last 10 years.
He based it off this season. Changed his answers.
It's you find. How is it this hard? I don't know how else to explain it. It's fucking use your head, common sense rule.
We're talking about the now.
Yes.
Yeah, so pick them on now if you want.
Go on then. So yeah, that's the best player
then. What's the
problem
then?
Problem is, you two. You're the problem.
You're trying to make an issue out of a non-issue.
You're trying to make a pin out of a pin house.
It's up to you. Do you value performances right now over what they've done for the last 3 years? If you do, then you pick them. If you don't, you find the balance.
Oh my God, or any. 5-1-2, don't matter.
It's for you to decide.
Well, we decided to
do it. Why do you need someone to hold your hand and tell you to pick a player?
She's telling you to pick a player.
Up the backside.
Well,
please tell me how to pick a player, Lewis.
All I'm saying is me and Reeve did it correct.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yep.
Let us know in the comments who did it correct.
Let us know in the comments who got them correct.
Who's correct with all their answers that is completely opinionated.
Okay.
All I know is you had a fucking stinker on the teams.
Did I?
And also, Chris Wood does not play for Luton, guys, if you're wondering.
He might do next season.
No way.
Forest got sell everyone.
What? Why, if Luton stay up and Forest go down and he just moves across to Luton?
That is his level.
Whoa.
Oh, you're talking about Premier League's one of the Premier League's best strikers.
He played for, don't forget, he played for Newcastle, which are obviously one of the best teams in Europe.
He came through West Brom's academy.
Damn. Well,
is that? He's shit.
he's got the best conversion rate in Premier League history.
That's the audacity of you out of everyone. You get a penalty on target.
That is exactly why stats mean fuck all.
He's fucking with my Isak argument.
23-24 Chris Wood is the best striker in Premier League history.
Facts.
Just so you know.
Also, we've seen him in pitch out videos. He can't say shit.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
It's getting real personal. right, well, guys, that's the end of the pod. Thank you so much for listening. As per usual, it's 5 stars on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to check our other podcast out, Backside.
Where would I find this podcast?
YouTube. If you do Backside, every Thursday at 4 p.m. the full podcast comes out.
But what is Backside? Because you have a podcast here, so I'm confused.
Yeah, it's basically everything that's not football related, and we also have a lot of fun there.
Oh, that sounds really funny.
It is actually hilarious if we do say so ourselves.
Yeah,
Lewis is promoting this so much because he is on it.
Yeah.
What?
Like, actually,
Lewis
not,
is on it too. I'll listen.
He's on both. Just a producer.
Really,
let's be honest.
All right, anywho.
But either or, thanks so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow for the Merseyside Derby and also back on the weekend. Good luck. Super
Bye, guys. Bye.